The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me and that you loved them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know if you take any particular joy in watching me either proclaim the scriptures from John or in my attempts to explain them, but perhaps you should. I have a hard time even reading through it. I think we could take this in probably three or four parts and just read one and meditate on that. In fact, I'd prefer it if we did. I think there's like a bite here and a bite there and a bite there. You can go back and read it today for your meditation, because there are three very powerful, at least three very powerful punches in here, at least. And they should strike us to the very depth of our being. I think when we read them all at once, we lose the power probably of each of them. So perhaps today, this is, and I'm sure you'll be able to find it online as well, but John 17, 20 to 26, Jesus is praying for us here. I pray not only for these, his apostles who are gathered around him, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. And then he talks about the promises that that are ours in him, that the love that he shares with the Father is ours, and that we experience the kind of unity of the tripersonal God. I mean, think about how, I mean, it's almost ridiculous for me to ask the question. I was going to say to think of how close Jesus is to his Father. I mean, we're talking about the Trinity here. We're talking about the inner life of the Trinity. Three persons, one God. And that unity is ours. That relationship is ours. And actually the unity also is meant to be embodied among all of his followers. Something that I think, if we were to meditate on for days, we wouldn't quite understand. And then this is that we give, in realizing this unity of the followers of Jesus, we're able to give witness that the Father sent the Son into the world. I think this is the hermeneutic, right? So the key to understanding what's going on in the passage is that these Jesus' apostles follow him. And if we likewise are following him, then we know him. Because this is not a matter of this. We can try to explain it all we want. I can try to explain it all we want, and I could see puzzled looks all day, and I would not be deterred. I would just keep going and try to put that. This is not primarily an intellectual reality. We try to understand it as best we can. This is a reality of the heart. So it's not the intellect, it's the will. And here the will is formed in following. It's a, first of all, it's an act of the will to follow. It's an act of the will to love. But the will also is formed in following, and then the intellect is formed as we go. So here, and that's how we can then go back and look at this and see that the Father sent the Son. Because the unity that we are to have as a people is the same kind of unity we see in the Trinity. Yes, it's a tri-unity. But it's a tri-unity of sending and receiving, or giving and receiving. So we can look at the inner dynamic of the Trinity, which is everything the Son has is from the Father. He receives everything of the Father, to whom he returns everything. But it's not enough, even in that exchange, right? God is not satisfied in that exchange. He is poured out, right? Brimming over. So he's sending of himself. He sends himself into the world of rebellion against him to claim out of the world all those who would be obedient to him, all those who would follow him. So that's sending and coming back. And so we too, right, here, allowing ourselves, giving ourselves over to the rule of Christ who has been sent, we embody, yes, the Trinitarian life also in our sending and receiving, giving and returning. So here, I'll leave it to you, the rest. Like I said, at least three or four powerful meditations here. Jesus is praying for us. He's praying that we be one, and he's giving us his very life. When he gives us his life, when the Trinity pours out its life to us, when God gives us his life, we become like God. We're divinized. We are made to be gods, in again, with his restored image and likeness. The further we go, this is the point then of theology, the further we go in understanding who God is, the more we can reflect him in the very center of our beings, in our persons, and also then to the world.